This is Fresh Air. In January, the cast and characters from the FX series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia showed up as court-appointed community volunteers on an episode of the ABC sitcom Abbott Elementary, also set in Philadelphia. The story and the TV crossover continues tonight as the 17th season premiere of Always Sunny features the cast of Abbott Elementary as guest stars. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The cross-network crossover, featuring actors and characters from different TV shows and networks, is not unprecedented. The most prominent example is from 1998, when two series set in Boston, the Fox comedy Ally McBeal and the ABC drama The Practice, combined for a two-part crossover. That was possible because David E. Kelley created both shows and won Emmys for them both. ABC's Abbott Elementary and FX's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia both are set in Philly, but have different lineages. Abbott, which premiered in 2021, is created by its star, Quinta Brunson. She plays idealistic teacher Janine and has won Emmys for both writing and acting on the show. Always Sunny, which premiered way back in 2005, was created by Rob McElhenney, who goes by Rob Mack, and Glenn Howerton. They co-star in their comedy as, respectively, Mack and Dennis. When Mack and Brunson met at an Emmy function, they found they were fans of each other's shows and joked about a crossover. Because both series are owned by Disney, the crossover eventually became a reality. The trick, though, was to merge two shows with very different tones. Abbott is a family comedy set in a Philly grade school and is framed as though it's being filmed by a documentary film crew in the style of Modern Family and The Office. Always Sunny is a much raunchier sitcom set in a Philly dive bar and presented like a standard filmed comedy. Both shows have prominent talented co-stars. Sunny features Danny DeVito as Uncle Frank and Caitlin Olson, now starring in ABC's High Potential, as Dee. Abbott includes Cheryl Lee Ralph, an Emmy winner for her supporting role as Barbara, and Tyler James Williams as Gregory, Janine's boyfriend and a fellow teacher. And neither show has a laugh track. But how to merge the two series and styles? In January, when the first part of the two-part crossover appeared on ABC, Abbott Elementary solved it by having Janine welcome the Sunny characters for a week of community volunteer work, while their ever-present camera crew captures the action. Most of the gang from the bar is fine with it, but one Sunny character, Glenn Howerton as Dennis, is resistant.
Welcome to Abbott Elementary, the best elementary school in the universe.
Is that what this is?
Ignore her. We are the best volunteers in the universe. This is Frank. I'm Mac, Dee, Dennis, and Charlie.
Hi, guys.
A quick question. What's the deal with all the cameras?
We have like a Vanderpump thing going on. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't think so. I know quite a bit about filming.
The new volunteers, of course, don't fit in well at the grade school. These are self-absorbed characters who make the friends from Seinfeld seem like model citizens. The one exception seems to be Caitlin Olson's Dee, who gets along great with Quinta Brunson's Janine. Until, that is, Janine learns that Dee has set her sights on Janine's teacher boyfriend, Gregory.
Wait, you like Gregory?
Yeah, you've seen those shoulders. What is his deal? Is he in a relationship? Ooh, if he is he a cheater?
Okay, so he is actually with someone.
Me.
What?
Yeah. Janine! Nice pull!
Thank you. It took a long time.
Yeah, you're good if I take a spin, though, yeah?
But now, we learn more about that story and others thanks to the new season opener of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, simulcast on both FX and sister network FXX, and streaming afterwards on Hulu. The documentary crew supposedly filming things on Abbott also filmed the characters from Sunny. And that outtake footage forms the basis of the crossover conclusion. It's an approach that works very nicely. On Sunny, the characters are allowed to be more like themselves, a little more foul-mouthed and a lot more abrasive. While Dee seemed to be best buds with Janine while both of them were in the classroom, the outtake footage shows a different story, as Dee takes the camera operator aside and offers to shake up things.
Class, can I have your attention for 1 second? You are being taught by a genius.
And class, if I may, you have a genius volunteer aiding you.
Oh.
You.
No.
It's definitely you.
Right now, 1, 2, 3, you.
You.
Back up. Go on there. Okay, I noticed you following that one around a bunch. What is going on with that? I'm not picking up star vibes from her. She's a dud. She's a giant dud, but I have an idea. You follow me around, make me the star of whatever this is, and I will make this pop, right? I'll steal her man. I'll expose her for the dud she is. What do you think? Let's work together.
This crossover between shows is an experiment that's a total success. Both programs and both casts get served well. And there's more to come, sort of. Later this season, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia spends several episodes presenting Danny DeVito as Frank, appearing on ABC's dating reality show series The Golden Bachelor. And largely because of DeVito, who's been delightful on TV ever since Taxi, that combination is lots of fun, too. Watch for it.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed tonight's season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, New York Times Supreme Court correspondent Adam Liptak on how the Supreme Court is increasing presidential power. We discuss the term that recently ended, including the so-called shadow docket. Look ahead to the next term and talk about Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's warning in her dissents and the reaction of the other justices. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.